his home and to go to a land which God would show him. Leaving the security of all his relatives would be a hard thing to do, but in faith, Abraham followed God. God not only gave Abraham a command, but also a promise. And when God makes a promise, he keeps it. God promised Abraham a homeland, a great nation, and a promise that through Abraham would come a blessing for all the people of the earth. Yes, Abraham became the father of the Jewish nation, and from him our Savior, Jesus Christ, would come into the world. Anyone who trusts in Jesus as their Savior will have eternal life. There can be no greater blessing than that. But Abraham and Sarah had a lot to learn about trusting God. They made many foolish decisions when it seemed that God wasn't going to keep his promise. Finally, when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old, God blessed them with a son, Isaac. What they had considered impossible, God had made possible. Every time they looked at their son, Abraham and Sarah were reminded that Almighty God keeps his promises. Isaac was truly a miracle child, the child of the promise. But all too soon, Abraham would face the biggest test of his life. God spoke to Abraham, "Abraham, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering." In obedience, Abraham and Isaac traveled to that mountain, and just as Abraham raised the knife to sacrifice his son, God stopped him. Abraham passed the test. He proved that he loved God more than anyone or anything, and he knew that his powerful God could even bring Isaac back to life. God's Extreme Explorers, here we come. Open the doors. All right, so God gave Abraham some promises, okay? Has God given us any promises?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can anyone name a couple? Excellent, excellent, very good. John 3:16, right? Mason, what about you?
Well,
Okay, Connor.
He never breaks a promise.
Yes, God never breaks promises. Derek.
He gives you eternal life.
Eternal life. Dwayne, did we take yours? Connor again.
He cares for you.
God cares for us, yes. Dwayne.
He protects our loved ones.
He protects our loved ones, yes. God is
trustworthy.
God is trustworthy because he is holy. Go ahead, Emily. Yes. Is that a promise from God?
Yes.
That is a promise from God. Good. Noah, go ahead.
God promised.
He will never leave us alone. Is that a promise from God?
Yes.
It is. Yes. Excellent. We talked about Abraham having faith in God. What does faith mean to you? Mason, go ahead.
Trust.
Trust. And is that it?
It also means trust.
Trust in God and? And you just trust and do nothing? Zoe, what do you think?
You believe God in His Word.
You believe God in His Word and you put it to practice in your life, right? You do what He says. Go ahead. Yes, he is always right. Oh, good. You're stepping out in faith that Cohen's going to catch you. Excellent. So we learned that both Abraham had faith and he was obedient to what God told him to do. How can we be obedient in our everyday lives? Noah. To everyone, what if your so-called friend asks you to do something that's a sin? It's not according to what God says. Should you be obedient to him?
No.
Who should we be obedient to?
God.
Teachers.
Anybody who's a criminal, not a teenager trying to kidnap you.
Yeah. Adriana, who do you think we should be obedient to? Parents, good.
Teachers.
Yes, whoever has authority, right? And regarding our country, who would that be? Regarding this country, Rachel.
The president?
Yes.
And the laws.
Especially Tristan, what do you think? God, yes. Listen to God. And how can we know what God tells us to do? Anyone know? What about some other easy way? Hunter, how can we know what God wants us to do? How can we be obedient to God? And where can we find that? In the Bible. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. So Abraham and Sarah had to wait a long, long time for the birth of their promised son, Isaac. Have any of you had to wait for something for a long time? Zoe, what did you have to wait for?
I had to wait for Camelback for my birthday.
You have to wait to go to Camelback for your birthday. Do you think this is making you a stronger person?
Well, it's making me more excited for when the day comes.
Oh, yeah, excellent. So the longer you wait, the more excited you will be. How about you, Evelyn? Did you have to wait for something special?
Yeah,
your baby brother, yes. And what? That's very important because your baby brother needed to be inside mommy for 9 months, right? And any earlier would have been dangerous for the baby, right? Excellent. So we need to wait for
As the years passed, God's promise and blessing was passed on to Isaac. Is that Isaac? And like Abraham, Isaac also had a lot to learn about trusting God. For 20 years, Isaac prayed for children, and when God's timing was right, Isaac's wife, Rebekah, gave birth to twin boys. God told Rebekah, even before the boys were born, that the younger son, Jacob, would rule over his older brother, Esau. Jacob would be the next heir of God's promise. The brothers couldn't have been more different. Esau loved the outdoors and was a skilled hunter, while Jacob was a quieter man, preferring to stay at home. Jacob was also a schemer. Instead of waiting for God to work out his plan, Jacob tricked his brother into trading his right of inheritance for a bowl of stew. Esau cared more about his hunger than the wealth, land, and power he would inherit. Esau became very bitter. And that bitterness turned to hatred. Toward the end of his life, Isaac, who was blind, wanted to give a blessing to his favorite son, Esau. Isaac chose to ignore God's plan. Rebekah, however, loved Jacob more, and together they hatched a plan to deceive old Isaac. When the truth was discovered, Esau vowed to kill his brother. To keep him safe, Isaac and Rebekah sent Jacob far away from home. Sadly, Jacob never saw his parents again. Isaac and Rebekah's family had big problems. Everyone remember that? Yeah, okay. How does God want our families to act toward one another? Trinity.
Helpful.
Being helpful, okay.
Loving each other.
Loving each other. Elena.
Caring
for each other. How about you, Sarah? Having respect for one another.
Being good.
Being good. Okay. Connor, is there? You know me? Go ahead, Connor.
Help your elderly.
Dwayne. Trusting each other. Excellent. Very good. Very good answer. Okay. Jacob and his mother lied to God to help God accomplish his plan that he promised to Rebekah and Isaac. Do you think it was okay for them to lie?
Anyone? What do you think, Hannah? Was it okay for them to lie? No.
Emphatic no.
Does God need our help to accomplish his plan like Rebecca and Jacob are doing? Raise your hand. Who has an answer to that? Sailor, what do you think?
No.
No. Anyone else? Anyone think yes? Anyone think yes? Trinity thinks yes?
I think it might be maybe.
Maybe? Why? Why? What do you think, Dwayne? Do you think it's a maybe or a no or a yes? No. God is all powerful. He does not need our help, okay? He can accomplish what he promised. Okay, when we talked about Jacob wrestling with God, we talked about yielding to God. Does anyone have an idea what yielding might mean?
Praying?
Bending?
No!
Yeah, we talked about bending.
Begging.
Begging. Go ahead.
Crying.
Is there it?
Bending.
I think, go ahead.
Stopping and listening to God when he talks to you.
Good. What about you, Sue?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay. I think we need a little demonstration as to what this means. Hey, what's going on here?
Submersion! Oh, no!
Okay, we're going to give a little demonstration on what it means to yield to God or to be able to be molded by God. So we have two objects here. What's the first one, Connor? What is that?
Play-Doh.
It's a piece of Play-Doh. And then we have another one here. Hey, Brianna, what is this?
Glass bottle.
A glass bottle. Of these two objects, which do you think would be the easiest to be molded into something? Trinity, what do you think?
Play-Doh.
Connor, do you want to take that piece of Play-Doh? Can you mold that into something easily?
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Okay. All right. We're going to give that to Miss Sadie and see if she can make something out of it. And see what she can make out of this lump. See if she can make it yield to her liking. Is yielding to the will of the Maker. Good job, Sadie. Adriana, how easy is it? Would it be to mold this glass bottle into something?
Hard.
Very hard. What would you need to do that?
Fire?
Or a hammer? Do you have a hammer? Oh dear, I guess you do. Now, let's watch Adriana mold this bottle. Now, everyone stand back.
Can I have more
here? All right. Go ahead, Adriana. Oh. Ouch. Bottle was like Jacob, okay? He did not want to yield to God. So while he was wrestling with God, God dislocated his leg and basically had to break him to teach him how to yield.
Do we know what we're doing? Oh, okay. Many long years passed. Jacob, the trickster, learned several different difficult lessons the hard way. But God is faithful. He keeps his promises. He lovingly cared for Jacob and blessed him. When Jacob returned to his homeland, he wasn't alone. Jacob was a wealthy man, a blessed man with a large family. God changed Jacob's name from one who deceives to Israel, which means God fights. What an encouragement this name would be to the children of Israel, who would always be reminded of God's work on their behalf. Israel loved his family dearly, but one son was special. His name was Joseph. When Joseph was 17 years old, Israel presented him with a beautiful coat, one that a prince might wear. Joseph felt special and loved, but his brothers were resentful, jealous, and angry. Things only got worse when Joseph told his brothers that according to a dream, one day they would bow down to him. Everyone heard that? When his older brothers had the opportunity, they took Joseph's beautiful coat, threw Joseph in a pit, and then sold him as a slave to some traveling merchants. They tore the coat, dipped it in goat's blood, and returned it to their father, making him believe that his beloved son was dead. Things certainly looked bad for Joseph, but he was not alone. God went with Joseph to Egypt. Over the years, God watched over him and protected him. Joseph experienced many trials in Egypt, but he always remained faithful to God. He proved to be responsible, hardworking, and trustworthy in every situation. Eventually, Joseph was rewarded by the king. He became second in command of all Egypt. Because of this position, Joseph was able to save many people from starvation, even his own family. In his wisdom, Joseph told his brothers that although they meant to do him evil, God used it for good.
If your parents treated your brother and sister in a special way, but not you, how would you feel? Ayana, how would you feel?
Dad,
Let's go. McKaylee, how would you feel? Okay. Rebecca?
I'm mad.
Rachel? Sad. Go ahead, Rachel. A little upset, but not much. Okay. When other kids are unkind to you, does that mean that God doesn't care? What do you think, Rach? No. Okay. What might he be trying to teach you? Go ahead. Yeah, how kids might feel the other way. Okay, what's your name?
Sailor.
Sailor, hi. Shelby. There we go. What's your name?
Ivy.
Ivy? Hi, Ivy.
I'm Elena.
Jared. Tyler?
Dwayne?
Sarah?
Connor.
Connor, and you wanted to say what you like to do.
My name is Connor Skaggs, and I love football and I love sports.
All right. What's your name?
Ayana.
All right. Colin, what's your name?
Colin.
What's your last name?
Bailey.
Bailey.
I'm Noah James Aaron.
Noah. Excellent.
I'm Rachel.
Hi,
Rachel. I'm Alicia.
I'm Andrew
and Ishaan.
Hi, Andrew. Hey, Colin.
Hi, I'm Tristan.
Hi, Tristan. Go now.
I'm Dad Chapesky.
This is Adriana Sprout.
Hello, my name is Ella Chandler, and...
Go ahead.
That's all that the kids are doing tonight. Let's give them a big round of applause one more time. Good job. You can clap your hands one more time for all the adults that did a great job with them. Good job. If you don't know me, my name is Mike Shanks, and I am the youth pastor here. And I'm up here just to take a minute to encourage your sixth graders. If you're parents of a sixth grader going into seventh grade, I want to let you know that we want them to come to youth group, and we want them to come to youth group starting this coming week. In the past, we've waited till June or July to have them come downstairs with us, but we found that we may be missing some kids. And some of our sixth graders that may never make it down to youth group come the school year start of the summer. So rather than wait, Explorers is finishing up now, but your sixth grader that's going into seventh grade next year, keep having them come. We have the same hours at 6:30 to 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. A typical night for us will include free time at the beginning. We got some games downstairs that they can play, hang out and talk together, have fun. And then we also have an open cafe as well that they can bring a couple dollars and enjoy some food there. Then we'll often do a collective game together, have a lot of fun with that. That turns into a time of prayer, announce some things to them, a lesson, try to make the lesson real interactive, do some fun things together, learning about the Bible. I think it's really impressive, you guys, how much you learned about Abraham this year and Isaac and Jacob. Wow, great job. Thank you for teaching us tonight. And then we have a super time in youth group. I'm very thankful for the teenagers we have right now, and I assure you, I have never felt like we've had much more of a collective group that is so accepting of one another. They're really, really good about that. I know when we get to be teenagers, sometimes that non-acceptance can be a challenge. This group's very accepting. So I believe your sixth grader is going to really, really feel welcome in our youth group. Some things we do during the summertime. Summertime's a big time for us. We have vacation Bible school. Still do that with the teenagers. They have a lot of fun. We bring a special speaker in. We do a lot of good things. We do Tuesday van trips where we go to a number of state parks through the summer. We have something called Kingdom Bound coming up in August. That's a Darien Lake trip for a day combined with a lot of Christian concerts, Christian speakers, and music. And we'll do a couple other things this summer once we get plans underway. So I hope they come. I'm so excited and thankful. Our youth group has grown because the Explorer kids have made their way up into our youth group. And hey, I don't want to wait for the summer. If they're going into seventh grade, have them start coming this Tuesday. If they need a ride, let me know. Wednesday. My bad. Wednesday. Thank you. That's why he's up here. So thankful for them, and thank you for supporting them. Thank you for bringing them. That will mean more to them, as you know, as the years go on. Thank you.